welcome to this special heat check edition of No Chill with Gilbert Arenas. Gil's been a crazy past few days. Free agency has officially kicked off. All types of craziness going on. But let's talk about the biggest story. Did y'all send the Hezzy guy the wrong size of them new hibachis that just got re-released?
Hey, man, listen. I got so many requests, right? Probably about 30, 40 people. And, you know, I just send them in, text them. So probably reading through the thread, they probably got it wrong. But if he got 5 pair of the wrong size, woo, he's the hottest retailer in the market right now.
He's gonna get them kicks going.
He's the hottest man on the block right now. If you wear a size 8.5, you gotta hit him up.
No, but in all serious, Gil, let's start with possibly one of the biggest news stories in the history of basketball. Kevin Durant, 4 years left on his contract, called Nets owner Josiah, requested a trade Thursday morning, just hours before free agency kicked off. Gil, what was your initial reaction when you heard KD's trade request?
Why? Hell yeah. so many emotions hit when you're just a basketball fan. It's like when that woman that everybody wants becomes single again. It's like, oh shit, it's my chance. She can possibly pick me. And that's what Kevin Durant, requested happen. Everybody's like, oh shit, all 29 teams is like, and then if you're a fan, it's possibly us. And that's the first thing that actually creeped through the mind. It's like, oh my God, can he be a Laker? Can he be a Laker?
It's possible.
Hell yeah.
We thought we was down and out when Kyrie opted in. They acted like that wasn't going to happen. But Gil, obviously, as a former player, former high-level player, all-star, what does this mean to you in terms of player empowerment? KD got 4 years left on his contract, able to pull a move like this through his business manager, Rich Kleiman, in the Nets. And what does this speak to, just the fact of this new landscape of the NBA, where guys, they might sign 4 or 5, whatever that contract is. If they want to dip, they're going to flex their muscle and be able to dip if they want.
Yeah, I mean, but it's always been like that. Forcing trades, forcing contracts. It's always been there, but, in the social media realm where everything is highlighted. But I think now the stars are really, taking, their name and likeness and their ability and power really aggressive in today's game. And, I think it's beautiful because fans and ex-players cause this. And what I mean by that is everyone pushed so much emphasis on winning championship and your legacy is built on winning and this is that and that and that about rings, right? Well, if you get stuck in a situation where that owner is not about rings, the players are now are like, I don't want to be like this person, that person who has all these accomplishments, but the people with the rings trump their argument. You don't get validated if you don't have this. So now players are like, well, I want that now. I'm not going to wait till I'm 34, 35 to start chasing this ring. No. I have the power today. I'm going to do it now. Y'all can keep using Michael Jordan, Magic never did it, and Bird never. Y'all can keep using that bullshit if you want to. These players are like, I don't care about none of that. Those three, y'all can keep using those three names all you want, but I want this. I don't matter. You told me my name ain't validated until I get this. Well, I'm going to go get this then. There's few players in this league that can do it in their hometown. Few. There's only a few of those. The Michaels and the Magic, there's a few. There's a Curry, Clay, and Draymond, and there's a Greek the Freak. There's a few of those in history that can do it because those owners want rings, so they build for rings. The rest of them, they don't care.
I think that's the thing we've kind of heard, rumblings on the Nets side. But you look at, the Warriors fan base. Obviously, Warriors had the highest salary cap in NBA history this year, won a championship, benefited from them. hundreds of millions of dollars in the luxury tax, but they like to boast about how, you know, a lot of their players were drafted. Obviously, they brought in Wiggins too, but does a Warriors championship ring from a squad that was homegrown have more value than, let's say, a Lakers championship ring with LeBron and AD kind of putting that team together? Or do those rings have the same value to you?
A ring is a ring, right?
That's all I wanted to hear.
A ring is a ring. I mean, if we go back in history and try to find out all these 6-7 championship people are holding, how many of them was in their hometown or not, or this, we don't know. We don't know. We don't care. You know, when KD's legacy is over, how he got his two rings would be meaningless. How LeBron got his rings would be meaningless. You got four, I got four. Shut up. you know what I mean? It's who cares? You know, the ring is the, like, you want me to be a champion? I'm going to go be a championship. A champion. Is Tom Brady Bucks championship? Oh, is that?
Yeah, no, nobody talks about
Cal?
Nobody talks about Tom's rings for building super teams.
Yeah, no, it's, we don't care. You know, his Bucks rings is just as important as them Patriot rings.
Yeah, I think it's wild that they put so much pressure on NBA players to win championships and obviously their legacy and clowning. Then they do the things they need to do to make that necessary. Oh, well, you didn't do it the way I wanted you to do it. That's not, you know, you need to have your GM. Like, everybody ain't got Bob Myers as their GM. Everybody don't got Joe Lacob breaking bags like that. And this is no knock to Josiah, who's breaking bags. But let's shift this to Kyrie. How should Kyrie feel about KD asking out of Brooklyn right after Kyrie opted in for another year with the Nets?
I think that was the whole point of it. I think the whole point of it was Kyrie opted into his contract to make whatever trade that was going to happen match financially. Because at the end of the day, it's all about contracts. It's all about what makes the most sense. So right now, the word is the Lakers. Well, Kyrie opted into his contract makes sense. KD and Kyrie trading for Westbrook and AD. Financially, that makes sense. An even swap. Both teams win. You know, Brooklyn gets AD. That AD and Russell pick and roll looked amazing. The clash was LeBron and Russ. They didn't know how to play together because they're the same type of player. So Anthony Davis and Russ. Russ gets the ball back. He gets to do pick and roll. And then you have Ben Simmons over there. Defense. He doesn't need the ball. He's going to be all-purpose player. That team works. Kyrie and KD with LeBron. Woo! Ooh, child.
Woo!
Lord.
If you had to put your Gilstradamus cap on, you've been right about a lot of shit, Gil. I think people need to start giving you credit. You've been calling a lot of different things around the league since I first started working with you, and I'm sure even before that. But if you had to put your Gilstradamus cap on, where does Kyrie end up playing basketball next season, and where does KD end up playing basketball next season?
Okay, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to speak to those players. Listen, fellas. Who cares what the media thinks, all right? Who cares what they're trying to say? Them old ass reporting people that's sitting in them booths trying to dictate the game. Come on, all right? This is not about them. Imagine Michael Jackson and Prince doing a collab. Right? That's what the world missed. They put them two as the biggest rivals. And because they wanted to be the best, they never collabed for a song. So imagine what kind of music that we just missed out. Two geniuses that the world did not get a collab from them. I'm not gonna let that happen for us. God damn it, you two motherfuckers collab. I don't care what nobody say. They gonna be watching those games.
You already know.
front row Laker tickets gonna be 100,000. They gonna pay it. All right. So LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Kyrie, do what you gotta do. Do what you gotta do, baby. We wanna see the two best players in the world together.
After with the
together, I don't need y'all to. Hey, listen, y'all did enough against each other. Let's do it together. Do it together.
But after with the Warriors pulled after 2016, I think all things are possible through God. You know, what I mean, anything can happen. They're gonna have to change crypto back to Staples Center if it does happen. Though, shake that stench off, get it back to Staples. But let's shift things over to Philly. James Harden opted out of his deal with the 76ers, just like you predicted back in May, Gil. Now, it was reported that Harden was doing this to create some flexibility with the cap so that the Sixers could bring in more players to create a championship team. But what do you think that Harden could do with this particular move?
You know, all I told you at first, he has the leverage. He has the leverage to get a bigger deal. You know, at 32, you're trying to capitalize as much money as you can possibly capitalize, because at the end of the day, you know, when you're retired and you're sitting at home, you don't want to look back on, dang, I turned down this deal. No, you want to be able to sit there and say, you know, I did it my way. Right now, James Harden is either 47 or 200 and something. We're going to pick the 200 and something. But since he is a free agent, he technically can go wherever the fuck he wants to go. People don't realize that. So he can end up with a Laker uniform. Ooh. He can end Ooh. Up with a Clipper uniform. Y'all got to remember, this man can take a pay cut to go anywhere he wants if he decides to. Like, you guys are not thinking about James Harden as a free agent. He can sign to the Golden State Warriors if he wanted Ooh. To.
Now that
he can,
Donald, say it. Don't put that in the universe. You got to take that back.
But what I'm saying is, he can go to the Bucks if he wants to. That's how much leverage this man has in free agency, because he's actually a free agent.
I mean, we know he got the relationship with Daryl Morey. Do you say he can do all those things? But do you, in your heart of hearts, do you believe that any of those things are actually possible or shit?
Hell no.
We see Will Smith slap Chris Rock at the Oscars. Once that happened, I threw everything else out the window.
The telltale sign for James Harden going back was P.J. Tucker.
Yep.
That's his man's. P.J. Tucker just signed to Philly. James is going back to Philly.
All right. So he could do all you know those what I mean? Things. That's just, but he could do
those were possibilities. But the fact that P.J. Tucker signed to Philly means James is going back. That's his right-hand man. That's like Gary Trent.
Yeah.
That's like Gary Trent, wherever he signed, that was Kevin Durant. I mean, Kevin Garnett. That was his man's. You know, that was his man. So, you know, you gotta understand that, you know, friendship is sometimes important too. Feeling comfortable, you know, people understanding your habits, people, you know, like they were your workout buddies, you know, you know, it's just, you know, part of the things that helps you perform the way you perform. And, you know, seeing PJ, like when I seen Haslam holding out, he's holding out so Miami back then can make all their moves, all those moves that was done. And I gotta say, the Heat, you guys are loyal. Like, you guys are stand up. I'm gonna give you your flowers. What Haslam did to win those championships, when I say what he did is, you remember Buck signed, was gonna sign him to a big deal. He turned it down to go back to Miami. You know, everybody will always notice, Haslam was the last person to always sign his deal to make the money work for everybody else. And so when people say, why is Miami chasing him in free agency and treating him like he's a superstar? Because he is a superstar. They wouldn't have those rings if it wasn't for that man. And they're making sure they pay this man back every penny and dollar that they owe him from back then. And I got to commend them people for that, you know, because they could have just let that man go. That man is the heart of Miami. He's always been, and they're giving him his flowers, and they're making him feel a part of this game, as they should.
Well, let's keep this thing moving and churning out to the Big Easy, where the Pelicans gave Zion the max, which was expected. But how worried are you about Zion's injuries moving forward?
Come again? His injuries. Hey, listen. That man, listen, right here, that man got a Cohiba. All right? He deserves it. And the reason I say he deserves it is this. He sells tickets when he's on that floor, right?
That he does.
The Pelicans is in the business of selling tickets, right?
That they are. Like every other team in the league.
Hey, there you go, big fella. There's no question. This man is a walking rock star. Yeah, he's done had a few injuries that's kept him off the floor. But at the end of the day, he himself is a movement, right? He himself, if he's healthy, he will rock that building. We know that. We've seen it. So therefore, my investment is not questioned. If he plays 20 games, that's 1 million per game. That's 20 million that came back to me. I don't care. You know what I mean? It's an investment that it's worth. You got to take the chance on it. You know what I mean? There's no one of those. He's only played. Shut up. He's 22 years old. He's 22 years old. I got time here. So I'm going to give him his money to let him know, hey, we're in the Zion business.
So got a question for you about Zion. He's starting his max contract with the Pelicans. Is he going to finish this contract on the Pelicans roster?
I don't care. As the owner, I don't care.
All right.
You know, right now, I can look around the league, and none of those people got names like Zion Williams. I'm signing the name and what that person can possibly do for this city. You know, I'm not going to look at his injuries. I'm not going to, like, if I see him getting in shape and he's doing what he needs to do, his money's mine. You know, I'm not going to trade this man and he decides he want to lose 30 pounds and now he's the next GOAT. No, I look stupid now.
Most of that. So one trade that was discussed yesterday, potentially a destination for KD, was the Pelicans. Very interesting, compelling with that roster. I think it would involve probably moving a guy like Brandon Ingram or CJ McCollum. Do you see that as a viable option for KD? If you KD, you looking at that squad, would you have any interest in wanting to play with Zion?
Hell no. No, listen. It's not that I don't want to play with Zion. I don't want to play for the Pelicans, okay? My name is Kevin Durant, okay? I'm not playing for the Pelicans, all right? Let's just get that clear. I done played at OKC and did all that small market bullshit. I'm 32, 33 years old. I have two championships, two finals MVP. About 14 All-Stars, about 14 All-First Teams and all NBA teams. I got some gold medals under there. I got some All-Stars. I got an MVP. I got scoring championships. I want rings. Forget what everybody's talking. I want rings, so I'm going to always put myself in a position to win a ring. I don't have any more time left to be chasing stats. Like, that's what y'all not understanding. Like, it didn't work in Brooklyn. I wasted 3 years. Next. I'm not gonna waste another one. I can tell you that for sure. So I'm going to go to a place where I know I have a possibility to be in the championship now. So that's only a few teams coming west. I don't want to say their name. I'm not even going to say their name first because just the thought of it just irks me. Are we going to go Lakers first? We're gonna do the Flippers. If he goes to the Flippers, we're in trouble. The Phoenix Suns. Back to Golden State, but I don't see that. That just looks bad that you run back after they won the championship. You know, so that's not gonna happen.
But my question for you, is that any worse than going to Golden State after you blew a 3-1 lead to them in the Western Conference Finals?
Oh no, it's worse.
It's worse?
It's worse.
Okay.
It's worse because of the history of it. The history is we won championships without you, right? We don't need you. And then they end up winning a championship. And then you can't go back. Now, you can't go back. You know what I mean? They just frown upon you like, oh, look at him coming back. You know, they lost and they needed him to win. Like, you know, you heard Draymond say, we wouldn't have won without him. We wouldn't have beat the Cavs without him. Which is amazing for Draymond because Draymond didn't have to say that because the media was leaning towards Golden State would have did it anyway. So the fact that it came out Draymond's mouth to say we needed him to overcome the Cavs means a lot. Like, that's how important he was to those two championships. So right now, you know, with KD, you're trying to become 3, 4, 5 ring type of player. So, like, while you still can be the man, go get your rings. I understand that. The rest of the world might not understand because they've been brainwashed to say, do it, do it, do it, being the leading horse. And Golden said he was the leading horse. I'm sorry. He was the man. Like, let's stop pretending he's not who he is. If Jordan left to go anywhere to win a championship, nobody's going to question Jordan's championships because he was Michael Jordan. He was the best man on the planet, so it really didn't even matter.
Are you saying
where he goes?
Are you saying KD's Michael Jordan?
In a sense of scoring and being a dominant player.
Okay.
Right? Being a dominant, no matter where he goes, you're thinking, oh, they got a chance.
Most definitely.
If he goes to Bucks right now, and Greek is there, and Middleton is there, what we saying over there in that cheesehead town? Yeah, this is us right here.
That's what I mean.
This is us right here.
That's what I would like to see. I know you ain't trying to move to Milwaukee. I know you said no more small markets.
I know. No. If he goes to Miami and they got Jimmy Butler and they get to keep Bam and that crew, we're like, oh, okay. If he goes to Celtics and Jaylen Brown and Tatum is still there, like, that's how. Come on, let's not pretend who he is. Okay, let's stop playing stupid here.
Let's keep this thing moving. Got a few more questions for you. Appreciate you. Obviously, it's a wild free agency already. Kind of chaos that I love. For me, free agency is almost as good as a regular season or playoffs. Like, it matches that intensity. You wake up every moment. You just never know what you're going to get. But Bradley Beal is now the highest paid player in the NBA. Is all that money enough to not worry about winning a ring?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Listen. hey, how many championships Golden State got?
Four in the four. KD Steph Curry era.
Okay, so Golden State got four. Like Steph, so Steph team has four rings, right? How many players on those four championship teams were out of the league the following year?
Huh? You tell me.
If you ask those players, will they give that ring back for playing time so they can get the bag? 100% of those players that was out of the league the next year would turn that ring in for that bag. Listen, a ring is amazing if you Steph Curry, Klay, if you're the top tier person, because it validates, it gives you more money. But if you're number 14, 13, 12, you're trying to survive. You're trying to have more years. So Bradley Beal, you inked it, right? Give me my bag first. I'll take the bag first. And then we can worry about these championships. Because I've seen a lot on the internet being sold. So obviously they're not that goddamn important. I've never seen money being sold on the internet. I've seen championship rings being sold. You know what I mean? So get your money. Get your money. Rings will come. If they come to you, if they don't, get your money still. The owners are doing it. How many owners got rings? But I guarantee you they all billionaires. Yeah,
they got bread.
I guarantee you they got bread.
Buy me a ring.
They got that bread. It cost 20 grand.
So let's talk about John Wall going to the Clippers. Do you like this move? And do you think John Wall, he hasn't played much in the past couple of years. He's been a bag finesse all-star. But do you think John Wall still has some stuff left in the tank? Is he going to help the Clippers?
Yeah. You got to remember, John Wall was the best players on Houston last year. And the year before that, right? Let's not pretend he wasn't. It was just an unfortunate thing that happens to veteran players, that we're going to go young and we don't need you patting. We don't need you. It's not even patting your stats. We don't need you getting us wins that we don't want. Being good enough to not get us a top five pick. So we're going to sit you. So let our young players play. Let Jalen Green and all these players play. Let them learn, get them confidence because they are a future. So we don't need you playing. It wasn't that he wasn't good. It wasn't that he couldn't help us. We didn't want his help because we were not trying to win. So him going to the Clippers, oh my God. We need Kevin Durant. We need Kevin Durant and Kyrie, because adding him is what they were missing. They were missing a guy who has vision, a guy who's a point guard, but also can put up big numbers too. No offense against Reggie Jackson, but now you got Reggie Jackson coming off the bench, possibly. Woo! That's going to be a dangerous squad.
You starting John Wall over Reggie Jackson? I'm just asking you.
Yes.
Okay.
Because I need the tempo. Because him, Kawhi, and PG, that is your trio. The way the ball's going to move, the way the game of the speed is going to... Now you got Reggie Jackson. When he comes off, Reggie can be Reggie, which means Reggie's an ISO player. Reggie is a offset. He's a mismatch problem. I will love him in a second unit where he gets to be him. I don't need him thinking about trying to get everybody involved. Do you? You know, so put him in. But you got to remember, you still got to win the spot. You still got to beat him out. You can't beat him out, you can't beat him out. But Reggie coming off the bench makes them a lot harder. You bring John off the bench, you force him to be a scorer, then a playmaker scorer. You know what I mean? Because the stars he would be passing the ball to would be sitting. Then it just forces him to just go get buckets. You want him to be the John Wall, the 18 and 10, the 20 and 10 type of player. I got something for all the free agents out here. This is some advice that you're probably not getting, but I'm gonna explain it to my free agent group. There's only two emotions that's happening in free agency. Happy. Disappointed. All right? Happy or disappointed. Either you're getting what you want or you didn't get what you want. Right? So treat this shit like a barbecue. All right? Treat it like a barbecue, a big cookout. If your ass ain't the top tier names, nobody at that party is holding the plate for you. All right? Get to the barbecue early. You understand me? Get to the party early so you can get the best meats. You get there 8 hours later, goddammit, trust me, whatever you try to eat ain't good no more. All right? You're going to get quarter thighs. You ain't going to get the leg and the thigh. You're going to get the whole quarter thigh. You gotta be crazy to eat one of those. The mashed potatoes going to be in the sun too long. Flies on it. The devil eggs has been sitting in the sun too long. You don't want to be at the party late. That's the same thing with free agency. You want to get your money early. If you think there's going to be some good money at the end of free agency, your agent is lying to you. You get to that point. You make your deal now because it don't get better. All right, when they was like, oh, yeah, this team got money. This is how they do it. We're going to let James Harden get out of the way, this and that and that. And then, you know, we get that. So don't listen to that shit. Gary Payton Jr., congratulations, goddammit.
Get your bag.
Your ass would have waited. If he would have waited 10 days, he would have been signing a one-year deal somewhere. Oof. Get your money now. Do not wait till like June 5th, July 15th and August. Boy, you're going to be mad signing a one-year deal somewhere.
That's not.
One-year deal, be disgruntled the rest of your career because you turned down that money that somebody offered you 30 for 5 years and you trying to get 40, I can tell you this, 5-10 days from now, that 30 won't even be there no more.
It's gone.
Go get you a nice plate, a hot plate of food. Nice cold. You ever been to the party around 8 o'clock? All right, it started at noon. You got there 8, trying to be all cute. Everything in that motherfucker is Sierra Mist, diet, everything. All the good grapes and strawberries is gone.
Snacks is
they done junk that. The snacks is gone. You left with what nobody wants no more. And that's, people don't understand that about free agency. They going in, they thinking they got time, and they counting this team's pocket and that team's pocket. No. You going in, you start talking now. What y'all need, y'all? 5 years? Okay, you see, PJ Tucker signed now. Get your money now. All you young people out, get it now. Go in there, get your money. Sign that deal. You over there, your ass is arguing about $5 million. You go, trust me, 5-10 days from letter, you going, your ass going to be miserable.
Words of wisdom from Gilbert Arenas. We appreciate y'all. That's a wrap on another Heat Check. No Chill will be back next week with a full free agency recap. Don't meet us there, beat us there. We appreciate y'all. We will see y'all soon.
Y'all see my Obama chair? Oh, this is the seat Obama sat in. His first NBA game ever. It was against the Bulls. Obama. Here we go. Got him right here.